This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About this song, and I want to just make sure.
No, I think we're good with this one.
Aaron Tippin isn't going Eric Church on us or anything, right?
No, I don't think so.
Trying to shred the Second Amendment?
Nope.
It's just so sad to watch this January 6th hearing. I could just lose my lunch.
Exactly. I just thought that during the break looking at it. It's ridiculous.
And then this fella, the Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Ganell or whatever his name is, I feel bad for him because he's just being used by Nancy Pelosi as a pawn, and somebody wrote a script for him to say.
That's so evident.
And he's crying, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's real, but he ought to cry, and he ought to say, I know stuff I shouldn't know about this event on January 6th, okay? Because I knew people in the room, okay? And by in the room, I mean in the United States Senate and the House. Remember, folks, I was there. You could go on my Facebook page and see me doing live narrative feeds. This is one of the reasons that I never heard from them, but I heard secondhand that everybody in the building was being investigated. So there was some kind of like an FBI investigation of, okay, did this guy, this schmuck from North Dakota, did he have permission to be in a senator's office? Now, I'd expect them to do that as long as they're looking for bad guys and good guys, right? Because some of the people there had white hats on and some had black hats on.
Well, what are we investigating with 500 people already plus arrested? I mean, there's already people that are serving time. There's people that have been arrested. They've been charged. There's all sorts of videos.
I think that's how they arrested them all. But my only point is this. So you know what happened, right? You know everything that happened.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what happened on January 6th. And I started to tell you a story about a farmer friend of mine last hour. And the farmer friend, again, I got distracted is I was saying Kevin and I were there. Alex Taylor was there. We were there. Okay? So we can tell you what we saw and what we felt. And I believe that everything that happened on January 6th was planned. And I believe the natural defenses that you would put up if you're Nancy Pelosi and you're the sergeant of arms were actually reduced because they hoped somebody would be so stupid. It's like laying out breadcrumbs for a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the ring, so you catch them.
Yep.
All right? Somebody stealing tools from your shed, you actually want them to steal another tool because you're prepared to watch it all. Okay?
Yep.
That's what happened on January 6th. Okay.
Yep.
And this farmer friend of mine, I'm not taking any of this garbage. We've got it live on our show, but it's a sham hearing. Totally a sham hearing. I'm tempted now to play this Benny Thompson talking to this cop right now.
Pelosi Selected Committee. When does that get the
world? That tells you everything you need to know. Fox says Pelosi Selected Committee holds first January 6th hearing. What does CNN say? Frontline officers give first-hand accounts of Capitol riot. I'm just reading what's on my screen right now.
That's how funny it is.
Because Fox is right. This is the only thing they're missing is the word sham. So let me finish on the farmer.
Yep.
A farmer from North Dakota gets on a bus and goes with some other people. I know this guy because he happens to be the father of a friend of mine. I'm not going to say any more than that because I don't
Right.
Want to say his name.
Anyway.
But he's a father of a friend of mine. I see him like, I don't know, a month after. Bumped into him at church, actually, because he was down here visiting his son. He gets out his phone, and he walks me through a few pictures. And the pictures are of people with Secret Service level communication in their ear. You know that? Have you ever seen that, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Because you guys have all been at these events where a president comes.
Hey, we saw them in the crowd.
Right, Todd, you know what I'm talking about?
We saw them in the Ellipse.
They got the little thing in their ear, and they talk into their sleeve.
Yep.
You following me?
Yep.
Yeah, Todd's got this. He's talking into his sleeve right now. That's why he can't hear him. Anyway, yeah, see? He's doing the secret thing. He's saying, somebody's breaking the window. Anyway, the bizarre thing is this guy's got pictures of people with that kind of level of communication, but guess what they're wearing? MAGA hats.
Oh, yeah.
MAGA shirts. Now, I don't know who they are. Are they good guys? Are they bad guys? But they could have been FBI guys. But here's what they were saying. And this guy finally figured out what was going on. These people were talking into their sleeve, and they were directing people that you could see from 50 yards, 100 yards away, who were up on, like, scaffolding and stuff. And it was, I'm paraphrasing, but it was stuff like, move to the left, move to the left. No, 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 you got too far. Back, back. Yes, right there. See that window? Bust that window. And then get out of the way. They were prompting all of this stuff. And I want to repeat before anybody takes this and pulls a Joel Heitkamp on me.
I have some to add here, but I'll wait. Go ahead.
And lies about what I'm saying and twists it into things. Rick Becker does this too. It's a game they play. Whatever, fine. And by the way, any of them that say anything horrible about me, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, who has the buzzer and the ding, 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 Kevin Flynn, who is the engineer for the show, plays the bumper music, super producer Chris Larson, write this in blood. I'll prick my finger and you can write in blood. Any critic of mine can come on the show any day, all day. So if you think I'm doing something horrible or bad, just say it to my face and say it into a microphone. We'll have a reasonable conversation about it. Oh, I mean, Rick Becker on down. Man up and come on the show. By the way, I've offered that to Mr. I won't say his name anymore, many times. Let's not even do this on the radio. Let's just go to association meetings. You go, I go. You can be your sister's best spokesperson. As Heidi Heitkamp, the greatest senator that ever lived in the state of North Dakota, short of Quentin Burdick. And I'll be Scott Hannon, the conservative, and we can just air out our differences right there. One time we were at a chamber meeting. Sorry, this turned into story time. And in the store, at the chamber meeting, he says, put out your phone. You got Harold Hamm's cell phone number in your phone. I'm like, yeah. Harold's a friend of mine. I knew him before anybody knew his name in North Dakota of the general public. And the general public only really heard who Harold Hamm was when he wrote a $1 billion check to his wife, who had decided that he had a lot of money and she wanted some of it for herself. Okay, wrote about it in my book. Does it matter that I have Harold Hamm's cell phone in my contacts? Does that matter to anybody?
No, they're your contacts.
It's a friend of mine. Oh, he's paying you to say stuff. No.
No, he's not.
He's never actually paid a penny to Scott Hannon personally. I think he's bought some radio ads, but that's called full disclosure, and that was a long time ago. The guy happens to be very frugal. Anyway, so lest any of those critics say that I don't agree that the people who broke the law on January 6th should be punished to the fullest extent of the law, I do. Even if the Capitol Police were infiltrated, don't know that it happened, but I think a real January 6th commission could figure that out. Because, mind you, I went through a door that normally has all day, every day, two guards outside,
yep.
And this had one.
Let me make a comment on that.
You can in 1 second.
Okay.
I know more than I should. And I know that Lindsey Graham, a senator from South Carolina, got up in the caucus meeting that happened after the quote-unquote insurrection, but before they went back into session. Okay? You following me with this, guys? So this is when they're in the private bunker, if you will, between the time these crazies are rappelling down you know, with a rope from the Senate gallery and going on TV and saying all kinds of crazy things, and the guy with his horns on, okay? We all remember that from January 6th?
Yeah.
That the Senate evacuated.
I watched it at the hotel room. We were already back at the hotel.
Okay. Yeah, and they were in a private meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And before they went back on the Senate floor, Lindsey Graham said the following. What is wrong with you people? He's saying this to the Sergeant of Arms of the Senate and the House. You're paid to protect us! How do these people get in here? And another senator got up and said, I would have fixed this in 10 seconds. First one that comes through the window gets a bullet hole in the head. Second one gets a bullet hole in the head. Throw them both out, there won't be a third. What were your rules of engagement? This is all a sham. What were you going to say, Kevin?
I'll do it after the break. I want to make more of a point. I don't have enough time now. But I want to make a point on what happened. And Sun Tzu calls it maneuvering. I'm going to tell you about it coming up.
All right. And I have a text to read on the debate I had yesterday that I promised. It wasn't really a debate. It was a conversation about Sanford's decision related to their employees and their patients. And then we have open phone time till the bottom of the hour. President Andy Armacost of UND at the bottom of the hour. Call now. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mullenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so you could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The new socialism.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
think they even celebrated in schools, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, socialism is good. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Scott and Maria Hannon got a check the other day. It was a couple $100, and it said, advance payment for child care. No, child tax credit. Didn't know we were getting it. Didn't want it. Didn't expect it. Did anybody else get one of those?
Nope.
Freebie from the federal government?
Nothing yet. Nope.
Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt on Newsmax is pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders. AOC, Bernie Sanders, you know the types. Joe Biden's spending programs already costing you trillions because inflation is soaring. It is soaring. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central, and just find out why socialism doesn't really work. Here's an idea. Watch it with your kids. Let it spark a conversation. And tell them, you know what, this is going to cost you a lot of money, this free stuff. And walk them through that. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems. There's one that isn't doing it, I forget. What's the cable network is not doing it? Sparklight is one, which is cable one. What's the other one? Starts with an M, ends with an O.
Midco.
Continues to ban Newsmax. But they have 11 liberal news channels. I can't figure it out. So if your operator, like, say, this Midco folks, if they don't carry it, call them and say, you know, I want Newsmax or I can switch. True statement. I did switch to Roku. It's free. So is, well, Samsung, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Great streaming systems. You decide when you watch stuff. I love it. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Watch it anywhere. I watch Newsmax because it's news we can trust. Kevin, you had something to say.
Going back to what you were talking about with your friend that has pictures of the people with earplugs in their, you know, ears and things. And I'm on the third time of listening to Sun Tzu's Art of War, and it's just amazing how many of the maneuvering, the variation in tactics. He has the nine situations that you read about in the use of spies in Art of War. It's right out of it. I mean, this is all right out of it. And make them, put them in your uniform. Camouflage in their uniform, infiltrate, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's textbook, and we saw it. That was my point.
You ladies and gentlemen are being played.
If
you think January 6th was anything other than a lot of people, their heart might have been in the right place, but they made a very poor decision to break the law. And now the federal system is making examples out of them, and it's despicable. But they do that all day, every day.
Meanwhile, in Chicago.
Right. So don't take the bait on this.
I'm so glad
we just let Pelosi be Pelosi.
Yeah,
I really am.
Give him enough rope.
Because this became a sham hearing when she kicked off
everybody.
Kelly Armstrong.
Everybody.
Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
Our guy, Kelly Armstrong, was on this committee.
Why can't he ask questions?
No.
Why can't he?
You know why?
I want to know why.
Jim Jordan and Kelly Armstrong ask really good questions.
Yeah, I want to ask the speaker why they can't be on it.
She put Liz Cheney on there because she knew Liz Cheney was barely a Republican anymore, which pains me. I love her dad. I really do. I know Liz Cheney. She's done favors for me related to interviews with her dad that she should have never done. But she's lost her mind on this.
She's a rhino and she's got to go.
Texter says, Scott, I'm a buffalo rancher in Greggs County, and it is bad. I'm sending you a pic of what I'm trying to do and save my herd by doing it. I'd prefer to keep this private. I'm willing to answer any questions you might have. I listen to your show most mornings.
I saw that picture. What is that?
I don't know.
It looks like an indoor growing.
I don't know.
Trying to grow some.
I don't know.
Feed or something.
Yeah, I don't get it, but I'm going to ask. I didn't realize he wanted that private until just there.
Interesting.
Here's another one. A text from a listener. Scott, go to the VAERS website. It's V-A-E-R-S. Your numbers yesterday were way low. The vaccination, in quotes, has killed and crippled more people than any other in history. Israel records that 84% of new cases have gotten the jab. Add it all up. Open borders, cities burning, a two-tier justice system, a stolen election, schools, once again in quotes, indoctrination camps now, the war on coal, oil, family farms, all the means to support human life and society, suppression of cures for COVID. Not sure what needs to happen. Maybe you're too nice of a guy for this fight.
But must be what?
Sorry. I want to hear Todd's version. Sorry, I realize you can only do and say so much on the air. But it's quite a thing to see this open assault on freedom and Christianity on every front.
Amen.
Did you know in Canada, 50 churches have been burned in the last month? Didn't know that. Doesn't surprise me. Please forgive my lapses of patience. I and many others appreciate the free and open forum for ideas and solutions. It's a vanishing breed. Keep up the good work. My response, Todd, you can either buzz this or ding this if I messed it up. My response, by text last night. You are correct about all of the reasons to worry. But if you worry about all of this, all you will do is worry. I'm not afraid to die because with God's divine mercy, I believe I know where I'm going. I'm a sinner saved by grace. I'm a cradle Catholic. I go to confession at least twice a month. I'm far from perfect, obviously. Why else would I need to go to confession? I just read the Bible to say, be humble, be kind, repent of your sins, and you'll be welcome to heaven. So I'm not afraid to die. That requires some trust. And there are some people who have done things you describe that should be brought to justice. Whose job is justice? Justice is God's, not ours. So I just let go and let God. Tony Fauci is being exposed by the day. Good. He's not more powerful than God. For now, we have at least health freedom to say yes or no to the vaccine. Inform yourself and your loved ones. Talk to your doctor. Leave the rest to God. Make your own decisions. I'm trusting the Trump vaccine process was brilliant, and it will save tens of millions of lives when the history books are written. So I trust him, and I pray it's not as bad as we fear for now. Trust but verify daily. Thanks for listening. These are crazy times to live in, but America's worth it. P.S. I'll never apologize for being too nice. Am I right or am I wrong? He was asking because of the stat I shared yesterday from Mike LeBeau, president of Sanford Health, that the reaction rate from the COVID vaccines in Sanford world is 0.03%. That to me is amazing.
Yep, I read your poll. I read that.
Unless,
I agree with you.
Unless you're in the 0.03%, then it's far from amazing.
Right.
It sucks. I'm not a math major, but I believe that so many people have been vaccinated because Joe Biden is busy wiping his what, Todd? I can't forget. And he just says if you get a vaccine, you won't have to go to the ER. He actually said that. And so people are doing it, so of course.
Yeah.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
If you are upgrading or remodeling your office space, you need to talk to InterOffice and hear how they partner with Herman Miller. They help businesses organize and improve their office space and energy. In their new location, they doubled their showroom space to showcase more Herman Miller furniture and carry more chairs and styles for you to try out. The only place to get Herman Miller in North Dakota is at InterOffice, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. InterOffice, environments for life.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour. The January 6th Commission is underway in Washington, D.C. The chair is Bernie Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi.
My distinguished colleague from Wyoming, Ms. Cheney, is not the ranking member of this select committee, but because this investigation is bipartisan, it's important that we hear Republican voices as well.
Jim Banks, the Indiana Republican congressman removed from the committee by Nancy Pelosi, tells Fox News Tuesday, this is nothing but political theater.
The more you get into a line of questions that go up a chain of command,
that end up on Speaker Pelosi's desk. Why that set of questions isn't allowed to be a part of what's asked today and in every hearing moving forward should tell every American what they already know. This is a political stunt by Pelosi and Democrats and nothing more.
The January 6th commission underway in Washington. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons has found a way for you to worry less about COVID. All right? I'll just say, you install what long-term care facilities installed through a grant, probably was federal money, but it came from the state, to install H.A. Thompson and Sons technology in their HVAC systems. And I don't want to violate anybody's trust, but if they'd come on the radio, they would be able to tell you they had zero cases of COVID in these facilities. Zero. Which, by the way, was ground zero of the COVID-19 crisis, right? We wanted to protect the most vulnerable, the elderly. And I would argue that more people have been harmed in that camp who might have even got COVID and had the antibodies, but they still got a shot because we poked everybody. So on that, I agree. Todd, well, before I finish that, I just want to tell you where you can get this. H.A.T. and Sons is the website. All you need to remember is IAQ. That's the technology, but it comes from H.A. Thompson & Sons. Call them, 234-9889. This is not expensive. It's the cheapest thing you'll ever add to your home or business. It goes into your existing furnace, existing HVAC system. It's brilliant. It cleans the air, not just a COVID, flu. Why do you think we have less flu? Because we got better about washing our hands and cleaning the air. So it's not complicated, people. And by the way, 234-9889 is the number. HATMSons.com. Todd has a couple of texts, and we have one call, and then we're going to go to our guest. Unless any mind.
Wrong.
What's wrong?
I know several people that the texter says you're wrong. I know several people within Sanford system who have had adverse reactions. And
well, how is that different than what I said? I said 0.03% of the time they have reactions. So they're probably talking about the people in the 0.03. So I don't know if I was wrong, but okay. No big deal. No, what else you got? Right.
I trust Sanford as much as I trust Pee Wee Herman with my kids.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but
who's,
what am I?
Pee Wee Herman? Who's Pee Wee Herman?
You know Pee Wee Herman,
so do you think Daryl Lease is telling us by sending that, the president of North Dakota Farm Bureau, he doesn't trust Sanford? Is that what he's trying to say, or does he like Pee Wee Herman? I haven't followed this.
Doesn't trust Sanford. Pee Wee Herman should
Well,
not
okay, that's a good point. I guess we didn't clarify that. But yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah. You wouldn't want him in a movie theater with your kids, I'm
no.
just saying, right? Yeah, okay.
Probably not, especially in the rows in front of him.
All right, and one more came in at 10:24 a.m. What did they tell you, Todd? They wanted you to share something with me. They wanted you to share something with me. Share something with Scott. No? Did I misread that? Here's one of mine. Thought it came in like 10:30.
Oh, the hospital. Okay, yeah. The hospital staff opposing getting the vaccine needs to invite the local medical unions in to obtain more members and protect workers' rights.
Yeah, I've never seen a union leadership solve anything in my life. I like the rank and file, so if they made that decision and did it honestly without games, whatever. I'd make it a lot easier. I'd just go work for somebody else if I don't like what my boss is suggesting of me. And again, Sanford is saying this doesn't start till November 1, and we're doing the same protocol we do for the flu shot. I just don't get the controversy here. Sorry. Another texter says, what was the name of the book Kevin or Todd mentioned about war tactics?
Sun Tzu, The Art of War.
Dan in Fargo, last call of this segment. We're going to go to Andy Armacost next, the president of UND. What did you have to say, Dan?
Scott, I think you should be advising the listeners that the money that they're getting is an advanced tax credit. So when you do your taxes, you'll have lost that. And I think it's very deceptive that I don't think the bulk of people know that that's the way it works. And so they're probably going to be paying more taxes than what they're assuming. Maybe they should stick that money away, and then they'll have it at tax time.
It's very good
because
advice.
It is an advance payment.
Okay, so it didn't. I think it said something like 2021 tax credit, right? But people are getting so many checks from the federal government, you don't know. Now, I first asked, well, wait a minute, we don't have any kids that are, you know, going to be, because our youngest daughter is 18, right? But I'm guessing she was on as a tax credit from the last filing we did with the IRS. So they're assuming, I guess, that she's still a tax credit. I thought we'd made too much money for that. I don't know. But very good advice on your part.
Yeah, I think you should have somebody on to explain it, because I was told this by a banker, and I don't have any children, and I didn't get the money. But I just think people should be aware of what it really all means.
Well, Kevin, you should have got it.
Yeah, no, nothing yet.
You didn't get it?
Nope.
Maybe Tim Wall stole it.
I don't know.
Dan, thank you. And super producer Chris Larson, are you on the bat phone right now?
I am on the bat phone.
The caller has a good idea. Would you call my tax man, Kent Busick, capital B-U-S-E-K, from Busick and Associates, and invite him to come on the show and answer the question about the checks people are getting for the advanced tax credit?
Will do.
Thank you, sir. Andy Armacost is the president of the University of North Dakota, and he is on our newsmaker line right now. Andy, how are you, sir?
Scott, good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much. And I want others to know they get to meet you and your lovely wife, Kathy, because you're touring North Dakota all summer. Is that right?
That is. Our Alumni Foundation has put together a traveling roadshow of the Armacost. We're going around to a bunch of cities across the state of North Dakota and getting a chance to meet with folks, both alumni and some local elected officials and citizens of the towns that we're visiting. So it's been a real joy to go do this.
Well, I want you to tell us a little bit about these events you've done so far. I was at one of them that Pat Trainer hosted at Dakota Medical Foundation, the home of Giving Hearts Day. And probably 100 people there, maybe a little more. But you come in, you're just nice hors d'oeuvres there, and you visit with people you haven't seen in a while. I saw, you know, former coaches. I saw, you know, just a lot of people that I hadn't seen, and the people that bleed green like I do. And this is something that the University of Minnesota Gopher crowd, we had a new staff member join us yesterday, and we're talking about this because he's a UND grad. So I said, there's not enough of you in our company. And then all the U of M people and all the NSU people, they groan. And, oh, here he goes again. But there, I mean, this bleed green thing is real. Have you found that? And the people that bleed green, and I mean that obviously not, you know, literally. I mean it figuratively. But it's real. There is a passion behind UND alumni and friends and family of UND. Do you feel that too, Andy?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about all the stops that we've had, it started in Grand Forks and then Fargo. We had one out at Pelican Lake in Minnesota, which is a good weekend jaunt for many, many folks from North Dakota, of course. And then and we had events in Bismarck, in Dickinson. And in fact, we're just pulling in right now to Minot for a lunchtime event here. We'll head down to Watford City for this evening and then tomorrow to Williston. And then finally to Newtown. So it's been a great chance to go meet a lot of people, but you're absolutely right. The passion for the university, from all of the alumni and even from folks who are kind of friends of the university is just, it's tremendous. And, there's something special when people come out and tell all the stories of what life was like when they were in college. And, probably the most important piece is how their college experience at UND has impacted their entire lives, right? It's set them on a path for great success and great contribution to the state of North Dakota and, in some cases across the nation. So it's been, just hearing all those stories is gratifying, simply because I feel like I've joined this great team and, to be able to lead a university that's had such a tremendous impact on these people's lives is just a true honor for me. And, Kathy has been along with me the entire time and she shares that great sense of what it means to be involved with the University of North Dakota. Just an awesome, awesome experience so far after this first year.
Did I hear that you are in Watford City tonight?
We will be in Watford City tonight. We have an event here in Minot from up until about 1 o'clock, and then we'll make a beeline down to Watford City. The Stengem family is going to give us a quick tour of Watford City. At 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then, we have an event down there, for an evening dinner. So, really excited to go down there.
Oh, you're going to get a treat with that tour. It's such a wonderful place. And, ask them what the population of Watford City was 15 years ago, kind of in the early stages of the Bakken. Ask them what the school enrollment was then. And then ask them what it is, you know, this year. It's phenomenal. It really is. I mean, that is the little engine that could in Watford City. It really is. And there's, by the way, a lot of UND leadership that helped lead that community. The Stengem certainly are a good example of that. Brent Sanford is a good example of that, our lieutenant governor right now. I dare say Gene Veer is the godfather of all of it because he worked for my someone I know very well who's no longer with us. The former, a dean and lieutenant to Tom Clifford, my father-in-law Jerry Hammerlick, and they just went out across the state and found the best of the best. And Gene came back after his time working for UND and helped build Watford City. It's a great place. You're really going to love it tonight. Trust me.
Yeah, I appreciate that comment, and I've seen and heard about that sense of leadership that UND graduates have provided there. But I'm finding that in all the communities that I've visited in. You know, we are a great example. We had an event, probably had about 20 people out in Dickinson, and each of them was contributing in so many ways to the community as leaders, as citizens, and just it's just great to hear those stories. And again, it all ties back to the experience that they got when they were undergraduates or graduate students at UND.
I know your time is short, but I want to keep you for a few more minutes. We got a break coming up, and then let's chat about the new academic year and what you're revved up about. You know, you're a year into this job, but you're just meeting people now largely due to the whole COVID thing and the fact you couldn't have events. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that maybe we haven't had a chance to talk about yet, what you're excited about and what I'm excited about. And one of the things I'm excited about is that you are a general, you spent some time at the Air Force Academy, and you know people who know people, and between Senator Kramer on the Armed Services Committee, Senator Hoeven on the Appropriations Committee, there is a perfect alignment of the sun, the moon, and the stars right now for the University of North Dakota, and it just excites me to no end. So we're going to talk to Andy about that after the break. You okay hanging on for a few more minutes, Andy?
I am, and I'm eager to talk to you about this. So
we'll do it next on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these farm, retirement, and estate auctions in Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Bowman, Norwich, Regent, Kenmare, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota, featuring farm equipment, construction equipment, trucks, trailers, coins, toy tractors, guns, and more. Also, advertising deadlines are approaching on Piper's regional equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Sioux Falls. Contact Piper's Auctioneers for more information. Full inventory and equipment details are available at Piper's.com.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Going the extra mile to keep you satisfied. One example, the free lifetime powertrain warranty on most vehicles. No additional cost. Check out the brand new AT4 lineup throughout GMC. And coming soon, the GMC Hummer EV pickup and SUV. You can see a little preview of those and much more. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Andy Armacost, who's the new president of UND. He's not new in the sense that he's been there a year, but he's new in the sense of meeting folks all across North Dakota, because we don't have the COVID protocols in place anymore that prevent these events. So it's a neat thing. Watford City tonight, and the Badlands Restaurant and Bar from 11 to 1 in Minot. I'm pretty sure that's Abe Sackick's place. Abe is the Sonic developer Love the Sonic restaurants. First one was in Minot. We got one here in Fargo. Todd, do you have one in Bismarck yet? I know there's one in Grand Forks.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not in Bismarck yet.
I love the RT-44. That big old thing of those, sugar-free, what are they, like a limeade kind of thing? Gosh, they're good. Anyway, pretty sure that's Abe's place. He'll probably be there tonight. Also the Village Inn guy. And for a lot of years, part of the Applebee's empire as well. So good guy up there in Minot. Great restaurant developer. Back with the president, Andy Armacost. So, Andy, we were talking before the break just about what most excites you in the new academic year. What would you say would be, top three anyway?
Yeah, a number of things come to mind. The first is just the opportunity to bring everybody back together, which has its own challenges, right? We've been so accustomed to kind of remote work and hybrid teaching, and this is a chance for us to come together as a community. I think UND and all colleges thrive when we're engaged in this human endeavor together, and so that's probably the most exciting piece, is the opportunity to come back as a community. The second is, there's a lot of infrastructure work that's been going on campus. I know the students are really looking forward to the reopening of the Memorial Union, which it's been a 2-year process to get here. But they're excited to have that gathering space again, bringing together that sense of community. And the other one that I'm really excited about is an opportunity that's coming up on August 9th. And that's a signature day where the commander of the U.S. Space Force, the chief of space operations, General Jay Raymond, is coming out to Grand Forks. And we're going to do a signing of an agreement. And this is the first agreement of its kind. It's called the University Partners Program, where UND will partner with the Space Force for undergraduate ROTC scholarships, master's degree, and PhD scholarships, and then also research projects with the U.S. Space Force. So this is a huge opportunity for UND, really kind of a national example of the way that universities can partner with the Space Force. And we're excited to be part of this. We're excited to be the first one.
It's on my calendar because a guy by the name of Kevin Kramer's talked about this as well. And we're going to be up there with a show that day and really looking forward to that. General Raymond's a big deal in the United States Air Force, isn't he, Andy?
Well, he used to be in the United States Air Force. Now he's the general in charge of and a member of the United States Space Force. He was the first member of the Space Force, in fact. And he is a big deal. And he's got connections to the state of North Dakota. He was assigned here at Grand Forks Air Force Base for his first assignment. And, in fact, his wife, Molly, is a degree holder from the University of North Dakota. So there's great connections here, and we're really looking forward to the directions that we had. And furthermore, you bring up the support we had from our Senate delegation. So from Senator Kramer and Senator Hoeven, just tremendous support to build that relationship. And they're building it with others, too. In addition to the Space Force, we have connections with U.S. Space Command and also the Space Development Agency, which is an organization that's going to be launching about 400 satellites up into orbit and controlling them from two locations, from Huntsville, Alabama, and from Grand Forks Air Force Base. And so with the Space Development Agency, there's a huge opportunity for us as well for partnerships and really having UND contribute to the space mission in so many ways.
And you know what, folks? You're going to be hearing more and more about this Space Force, and you make a very good point. It is a separate branch of the military now. People forget that. There was a big food fight over that Kevin Kramer helped referee in the Trump administration, and it is significant that it's its own branch. Why? You're a military guy. You can explain this. Why is it a big deal that they are their own branch of the military?
Well, the last time we launched the new branch of the military was in 1947 when the Air Force was created, and think about the power that the Air Force brought, right? The recognition that we needed a separate branch to focus on air power. And then to launch a new branch that's focusing on space power. It represents how the nature of warfare is changing, the importance of that high ground for our national security interests. And this is for the president and for the Congress to support the creation of this new force is just a major step, but it really talks to the changing nature of warfare.
30 seconds left. I had the pleasure at an event at UND of introducing you to the president of the University of Mary, Monsignor James Patrick Shea. And I was an observer after a quick introduction and was so impressed by the sparks between two great leaders, two humble leaders. They boast now, rightfully so, that they're the number one nursing program in the nation. So do we have a little competition going now with the med school and the nursing program at UND, do you think?
Well, there's always friendly competition, but I think when it comes to providing healthcare professions, the more we can cooperate across university and colleges within the state, the better, because the state desperately needs that workforce, those talented nurses and doctors as well. But in the case of nursing, there might be a friendly competition, but we're all hands on deck to get the state what it needs.
I love it. We'll continue this conversation another day, Andy. Got to go, but I appreciate your time so much and your leadership at UND. Go meet Andy and his lovely wife, Kathy. 11-1 today at Badlands in Minot. Tonight in Watford City, the Stengems can lead you the way. Thanks for listening. Calling it the new socialism. More and more Democratic lawmakers want everyone to get a basic income, even if they don't work. Free health care, free college, and more. Now, every night this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax pushing back on the new socialism and its leaders like AOC and Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden's spending programs are already costing you trillions as inflation soars. If you care about your money, you need to watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central. Find out why socialism doesn't really work and how it actually can cost you a lot. Get Newsmax TV on all major cable systems, except for Midco, which continues to ban Newsmax while keeping 11 liberal news channels. If your operator like Midco doesn't carry it, call them, demand Newsmax, or you can switch. Buy Newsmax for free on most streaming systems, Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. I watch Newsmax because it's news we can trust.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.